You are Locked On Blue Jays, your daily podcast on the Toronto Blue Jays, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, Blue Jays fans, and welcome to Locked On Blue Jays, your daily dose of Toronto Blue Jays talk directly into your headspace, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm your host, Ryan Andrews from jaysfromthecouch.com, back at the regular time during the day. I hope you all enjoyed last night's late night Blue Jays. Didn't get that blue, so don't worry about it, but it was a good time. It was a good positive experience talking about some positive things going on with the Blue Jays. We're going to try and continue that today as we tee up today's series closer for the Blue Jays against the Red Sox, which seems weird. Two-game set with a day off in the middle. I don't know what the schedule makers are doing. I guess the only way I could see that making sense is for postponements, which, I mean, the easier solution is just wait until it's not supposed to be snowing in the Northeast to have home openers. That seems like the smart thing to do. But then we've seen Major League Baseball not really caring when it comes to that sort of thing. So we are going to focus on previewing the final game. Aaron Sanchez goes against Nathan Eovaldi. And we're going to focus on what Sanchez needs to do to continue a solid start to the season. But just a quick start with the offense. We don't have lineups as of recording, which, I mean, whatever, you do what you can. But we can assume we're going to see very similar lineup to what we saw on Tuesday. I don't know if we'll see another Lourdes Gurriel Jr. appearance at DH. I think with Eovaldi on the mound, you're going to see Rowdy Tellez draw back into the lineup. Potentially Justin Smoke if his neck's all right. But the main thing is getting the power back in. But what would be important for the Blue Jays is to not lose sight of what they did so well in the Tuesday game against Boston. And as we talked about it on last night's program, that is, you know, working all the tools in the arsenal to get runners over and get runs across. And it'll be interesting to see if Freddie Galvis continues to bat leadoff for this team. Seemed to work out pretty well in his appearance at the top of the lineup on Tuesday. And just having that on-base machine there, it's something that Blue Jays fans have been asking for a lot, trying to get the guys who actually get on base up in the lineup to be in that position to benefit from if Randall Grichuk knocks a shot off the monster or if Danny Jansen makes solid contact. So I like what the lineup's doing from that perspective. It still needs to do a lot more of that. And with Tellez coming back into the lineup, obviously it does give the Blue Jays more of a power threat, especially against a pitcher who we will talk about in the second half when we go over the pitchers. It does give them that power option, but it doesn't mean it should automatically be that option just to try and load the bases for Rowdy, because Rowdy's good. Arguably one of the best hitters this season for the Blue Jays, which is sad because he's only batting 200. But the power is still there. He just needs to be a little more consistent with it. And again, the Blue Jays can't be relying on it. So if Tellez is in the lineup, and we'll see if Justin Smoke actually is available to play. Otherwise, I would expect Billy McKinney to come out of the lineup as well to likely be replaced by Socrates Brito. And please do not let Socrates Brito bat lead off. He's still looking for a hit this season. So until he does that, maybe just have him at the back of the lineup, maybe with, you know, Richard Urania, so he can learn how to sacrifice properly. But yeah, I'm going to be interested to see if the approach sticks, especially against Eovaldi, who, again, not as intimidating as Chris Sale, but I guess by default he's performing slightly better than Chris Sale, which that's not saying much this season, but you want to see that same approach. Eovaldi's going to feed fastball. He does that a lot, so what the Blue Jays have to do is make sure they do a good job identifying it. And if he is missing his spots, which he has done a bit to start the season, it's why he's got an ERA above 8. So if the Blue Jays can take advantage of that, then they have a good chance of repeating their success from Tuesday. So again, if you're looking at Eovaldi, you want to kind of let the four seam sink in a little bit. He does use it fairly often. When it's 97, I mean, you're gonna use it. So what be best for the Blue Jays is to kind of sit back on it and let the breaking stuff go. He has been throwing that cutter a lot more in his first couple starts, not so much relying on a split finger as much as he did in the past. So that's a little bit easier for the Blue Jays to work with, but just make sure they kind of let the four seamer come to them and take advantage of it and just continue to knock it around a bit, even if it's just like those bloop singles or those seeing eye ground balls. That's what the Blue Jays need. They need to be able to get on base to use their other tools. So that's what I'm going to be looking for from the offense today. And if you're looking to improve your performance in the bedroom, then might I recommend Blue Chew? That's blue like the color blue, sponsor of Locked On podcasts across the network. Brings you the first chewable pill with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know it's going to work. You can take it whenever you want, day, night, 4 a.m., I don't know why, but whenever the moment strikes. It's chewable, it'll work twice as fast, so you can be ready for whenever the opportunity arises. And it's prescribed online, ships straight to your door, so don't have to go to the doctor and make the awkward conversation with them. You don't have to wait in the pharmacy and get the side eyes from, you know, the people giving you glances, and just no awkwardness in general. So it's made in the USA, prepares and ships directly to you, so it's actually cheaper than going to the pharmacy. And if you visit BlueChew.com right now, you get your first shipment for free when you use the promo code MLB. You just got to pay the shipping. So again, that's BlueChew.com. Blues and Blue Jays, promo code MLB. You get to try it for free. It's a better, cheaper, faster choice, and we thank them for sponsoring the podcast.
You are Locked On Blue Jays, your daily Toronto Blue Jays podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Okay, we are back. So, Aaron Sanchez. Third start of the season for him. And what's he going to need to do against this Boston team? Well, he's going to need to be a lot better than he was last year, especially in Fenway. In 12 innings, he gave up 12 hits and 8 runs, struck out 10. But the main thing is, like, last year, we all noticed that the velocity had been down. With Aaron Sanchez, he was hovering around 94 on his fastball all year, rather than the 95 that he usually got. So it was very positive to see him go back up to those previous levels, that 97 level that we saw in the opening game against Detroit. The problem is he kind of lost it against Cleveland, and that's where you kind of worry about it a little bit. Brooks Baseball, if you look at there, like, his velocity was down across the board in that second start in Cleveland, and you wonder if it had something to do with being outside, with being in the cold weather, because he lost a solid mile per hour on basically every pitch he threw. And he was still effective against Cleveland, but he wasn't able to have the kind of success he did against Detroit. Now, he was able to use fewer pitches, but that's because, you know, Cleveland batters were kind of hitting them a little bit. So what Sanchez is going to need to do is just kind of refocus a little bit and make sure he's able to, if not get the velocity back up on his fastball, to at least be able to adapt it. And you kind of saw that when he was pitching in Cleveland. Brooks compares how much he used his four-seam fastball as compared to his sinking fastball in between those two starts. And in his first start against Detroit, it was actually more even. He threw the fastball 25% of the time, the sinker 40% of the time, in around there. When he was in Cleveland, he barely threw the straight fastball at all. It was all sinking stuff. To Cleveland, he threw that sinking fastball 65% of the time in his start against Cleveland. So what he needs to do is be able to mix it up a little more, I think, because like these Red Sox hitters are in tune with him, and none of them's had like major career success against Aaron Sanchez. Like if you look at their career batting averages, only Jackie Bradley Jr. actually hits over 300 against Sanchez in his career. He does have the best slugging percentage against him. He's the only guy with an OPS above 1,000. So he's done a great job at neutralizing some of those bigger bats like Xander Bogaerts, like Mookie Betts, like JD Martinez, all batting below 270 against him. So if Sanchez is able to maintain that ability to at least keep the power bats of the Red Sox in check, that should give the Blue Jays bats enough time to start working Nathan Eovaldi over. Because as we said in the first half, Eovaldi still hasn't really found what he needs to be the sensation that he was last year in the playoffs. And again, if Sanchez is able to continue keeping that pitch count down and able to, you know, get another solid six innings, that sets the Blue Jays up perfectly to go Guerra, Biagini, Giles, all rested. So you don't have to worry about usage. But that would set them up well to actually sweep the series, which, when was the last time you could say the Blue Jays swept a series in Fenway Park? I don't have the numbers right in front of me, but I can guarantee you it's been a while. So if Sanchez is able to do that, if he's able to work the sinking fastball enough to keep these Red Sox batters off balance, it's very possible that we can go into the series against Tampa Bay with some momentum that will instantly be snuffed out by the Rays, because apparently the Rays are the reincarnation of the 1927 Yankees or something. Just the way they've been going, and the pitching's been great for them. Gonna have to face Blake Snell in that series, and that's not going to be very palatable. Good luck with that, Clay Buchholz. So those are the keys to success for the Blue Jays to finish off this series in Boston. And we're going to finish off this episode of the podcast. Just a reminder, if you're not subscribed, I don't know why, but you can do so on Himalaya, which is a great new curating podcast app. You can do it on Spotify, which I know some of the listeners are using, which is awesome. I get to say I'm played on Spotify, so making me feel like a proper millennial. You can check in on Stitcher. You can check in on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, wherever you listen to podcasts. Even if you just, you know, put a cup to the wall and listen to the neighbor listening to podcasts, you can yell at them, "Hey, turn it up so we can hear Locked On Jays." And if you shout, "Hey, play Locked On Jays" in your car, you will get that to happen because technology is a wonderful thing. And if you want to get involved in tomorrow's Fan Friday episode, I'll be putting up a tweet at some point in the next 24 hours. Or if y'all just want to ask questions, I mean, I'm totally down for that. So if you want to get involved, just follow me on Twitter at NeoAC18. That's NeoAC18. Follow the podcast at Locked On Jays. You can do that on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook. And yeah, just get involved because you know, that's what this podcast is about. It's giving you those daily takes, but also letting you come in and have your say. So I hope y'all get all those tweets in. I was overwhelmed with the response last week. So if y'all want to do that again, I will do my best to get everyone in again and make it another supersized episode. So for everyone here at the Locked On Podcast Network, I'm Ryan Andrews of JaysFromTheCouch.com. Thank you all so much for listening to today's episode, and y'all take care.